Hey, it's Loudon Wainwright III. Tell the band to go home. 105 point. No, forget it. That's another station. That's the polka station. Don't listen to that. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMF radio on your dial. Thank you.
A crowd of young fellows one night at a club were telling of sweethearts they had. All of them jolly except one young man who seemed downhearted and sad. Come Ned, won't you join us? His comrades then asked, for surely some girl has loved you. Raising his head, he so proudly then said, why boys, I'm in love with two. One has hair of silvery gray, the other's is just like gold. One is gay and youthful, while the other is bent and old. But dearer than life are they both to me, from neither would I part. One is my mother, God bless her, I love her. The other is my sweetheart. My sweetheart, you see, is a poor working girl, the one I'm determined to wed. My father says, no, it can never be so. Go marry an heiress instead. I've one mother over, she knows how it is. When father met her, she was poor. She says, Ned, don't fret, she'll be your wife, yet your father said, I am sure. One has hair of silvery gray, the other's is just like gold. One is gay and youthful, while the other is bent and old. But dearer than life are they both to me, from neither would I part. One is my mother, God bless her, I love her. The other is my sweetheart.
Good afternoon. Welcome, everybody. Tell the band to go home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff. Thanks for being here. It's Mother's Day today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio. That would be foolish. So here we are, pre-recorded, coming to you from the basement once again, bumping the mic, getting all excited. So don't call me today, but always love to hear from you, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. We kicked it off there with Loudon Wainwright III with an old song called My Mother and My Sweetheart, and we'll send this show out to both of them. I didn't write the song. Some of those lines are not. They're not, well, all those lines are not mine. Okay, I'm not looking for trouble here. Just wanted to send it out to my mother and my sweetheart today. So there you go. That's that. Maybe we'll play some more of those. I don't know. We'll wait and see what happens, what transpires today. I'm recording on Not Enough Sleep. Last night we were out at the big rock show at the King's Head. I told you about it last week. Went in the time machine, jumped in the time machine, and went back and saw the Crash Test Dummies like we used to do 100 years ago. Well, we never saw them at the King's Head, but you know. And it was great. It was fun. hearing those songs again. It's good stuff. I don't remember anything useful, but somehow I remember all the words to albums that I haven't heard in well over 20 years, I'm sure. And, well, you know, I'll play you one more Dummy's favorite, but then I want to play a couple of songs that are kind of synonymous with the band that we heard that some people don't even know are covers, and that's a shame. So we'll play you the Eringanals of a couple of songs that you may think are originally done by the Crash Test Dummies. But first, oh, this one was fun.
Is it that makes me just a little bit queasy? There's a breeze that makes my breathing not so easy. Well, I've had my lungs checked out with x-rays. I've smelled the hospital always. Someday in LA. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. Times when the day is like a play by Sartre. When it seems a fuck burning's in perfect order. I gave the doctor my description. I've tried to stick to my prescriptions. Someday I'll have a disappearing hairline. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. Coffee spoons and tears of yours. I could do a play by a playback. I could change the test results if I will get back. I've watched the summer evening pass by. I've heard the rattle in my bronchi. Life. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. Oh, afternoons will be measured out, measured with coffee spoons and tears early. Measured with coffee spoons and tears, Elliot.
Here comes Dick. Wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane. You know she's sporting a chain. Same hair, evolution. Same build, evolution.
Tomorrow who's gonna fuss? And they love each other so androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so androgynous. Don't get him wrong, don't get him mad. He might be a father, but he's sure ain't a dad. And she don't need advice to send her. She's happy the way she looks, she's happy with her gender. And they love each other so androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so androgynous. Both look the same, they're overjoyed in this world. Same hair, revolution, unisex, evolution. Tomorrow, who's gonna fuss? Tomorrow, Dick is wearing it. Tomorrow, Janie's wearing a dress. Future outcast, and then all last. And today, the people dress the way that they please, the way they tried to do in the last century. Each other so androgynous. Closer than we know, love each other so androgynous.
Thank you.
Classic from XTC there, the Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead. That's one of those bands I need somebody to explain to me someday. I mean, I love that that Nigel song. Don't get me wrong, I love that one. I don't know a thing about the rest of it, though. Someday. So that's XTC. Before that, we heard The Great Replacements. Oh, man, I love The Replacements. I haven't listened to The Replacements in too long. Androgynous there from the album Let It Be. And The Dummies themselves with Afternoons and Coffee Spoons before that. But you know what? It kind of put me in the mood for... I think I need a little bit more Replacements. I need one or two more Replacements. I just do. So we're going to go to this one. Here's another classic.
I promise not to roll the dress again. years ago my heart was set to live. Oh, I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. It gets so hard in times like now to hold on, but guns that wait to be stuck by at my side is gone. And there ain't no one going to turn me. Tell you that they know and places where to send you, and it's easy to go. They'll sip you up and dress you down and stand you in a row, but you know you don't have to. You could just say no. And there ain't no one going to turn me. Turn me around. Ain't no one going to turn me around. Ain't no one going to turn me around. I've been built up and trusted, broke down. Busted. They'll get theirs and we'll get ours if we can. Just a hold on, hold on, hold on.
Oh, I had to do it. Got a little weird there, didn't it? I don't know what's up with that. That's a Big Star there, featuring Alex Chilton from Number One Record, the classic, The Ballad of El Gudo. Oh, man, what a tune. And When My Baby's Beside Me before that, another all-time classic there. And we heard a song called Alex Chilton before that from The Replacements. And we are two from the same record, Pleased to Meet Me. We heard Alex Chilton. Can't Hardly Wait. We're jumping all over the place today, making a big mess of things. But I don't know. Somehow, I'm enjoying myself. Hopefully, you are too. This is Tell the Band to Go Home. My name's Jeff. TellTheBandToGoHome.com. If you wonder what the hell's going on here. During the live broadcast, you can go to umfm.com and click at the top for our our current playlist, or you can go to tellthebandtogohome.com and look it up shortly after. Yeah. All right, where are we going to go? I guess all that was kicked off by talking about a live show that was happening last weekend. I guess we better talk about one that's coming up this weekend. Coming up on Friday, it's the return of Winnipeg staple, all-around good guy, and a songwriter and performer extraordinaire, the great James Keelahan is coming back to the West End on Friday. Better hear some James Keelahan in here. Well, why don't we play a Kilo cover first? This is always a favorite from the album from a short-lived supergroup called Cry Cry Cry, which featured, let's see, Lucy Kaplansky, Dar Williams, our old pal, and the great Richard Schindel. This is their version of James's Cold Missouri Waters.
My name is Dodge, but then you know that it's written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, but I can't read it. But I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest before I check out of the game. Since you mention it, well, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri waters. August 49, North Montana. The hottest day on record, and the forest tinder dry. Lightning strikes in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly. Pick the drop zone. C-47 comes in low. Feel the tap upon your leg that tells you go. See the circle of the fire down below. 15 of us dropped above the cold Missouri water. Gauge the fire, I'd seen bigger. So I ordered them to side hill. We'd fight it from below. We'd have our backs to the river. We'd have it licked by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crowned, jumped the valley just ahead. There was no way down, headed for the ridge instead. Too big to fight it, we'd have to fight that slope instead. Flames one step behind above the cold Missouri water. Sky turned red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. I don't know why, I just thought it. I struck a match to waist high grass, running out of time. Tried to tell them, step into this fire. I've said, we can't make it, this is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, ran for the rocks above instead. I lay face down and prayed above the cold Missouri waters. And when I rose like the phoenix, and that world reduced to ashes, there were none but two survived. I stayed that night, and one day after, carried bodies to the river, wondering how I stayed alive. 13 stations of the cross to mark their fall. I've had my say, I'll confess to nothing more. I'll join them now, those that left me long before. 13 crosses high above the cold misery waters. 13 crosses high above the cold misery shore.
They savor, and in that mine, young man, you'll find a wealth of broken dreams, as long and as dark and as black and as white as the coal in the Hillcrest seam. And I say it don't go, say it don't go down in the Hillcrest mine, and I say it don't go, say it don't go down in the Hillcrest mine, cause it's one short step you might leave this world behind. And I say it don't go, say it don't go down in the Hillcrest mine. I've heard it whispered in the light of dawn that mountain sometimes moves, that bodes ill for the morning shift, and you know what you're gonna lose. Don't go, my son, where the deep coal runs. Turn your back on the mine on the hill, cause if the dust and the dark and the gas don't get you, then the goons and the bosses will. And they say you don't go,
say
you
don't go,
say you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine. And they say you don't go, say you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine, cause it's one short step you might leave this world behind. And they say you don't go,
say you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine.
Son, I'm gonna open up, I'm gonna have my say. You'll get no peace from the Hillcrest mines at the peace of an early grave. Go out and work for the workers' rights, go work for the workers' needs. Don't stay down here to toil for your buck, to be a tool for the owner's greed. And they'll say you don't go,
say
you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine. And they'll say you don't go, say you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine, cause it's one short step you might leave this world behind. And they say you don't go,
say you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine.
And they say you
don't go,
say you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine. And they say you don't go, say you don't go
down in the Hillcrest mine,
cause it's one short step you might leave this world behind. And they say I don't go,
say I don't go down in the Hillcrest mine.
Of all of Kirito's joys, the thing she loved the best was to play her prized piano when the sun had gone to rest. I used to hear the notes drift down along the silent water as Kiri played the notes and scales for her dear sons and daughters. Now me, I played piano, but not as good as Kiri. She went in for that long-haired stuff, but my, she played it pretty. The old piano had a tone that set my heart to aching. It always sounded sweetest, though, when it was Kiri playing. In December when the 7th Fleet was turned to smoke and ashes, the order came to confiscate their fishing boats and caches. Akiri's husband forced to go and work in labor camps. Akiri left alone to fend and hold the fort as best she can. But the music did not drift as often from up the cove at Kiri's house. And when it did, it sounded haunted, played with worry, played with doubt. For Kiri knew that soon she too would be compelled to leave, and the old upright would stay behind, and Kiri she would grieve. I loaded Kiri on the bus with stoic internees. The crime that they were guilty of was that they were not like me. And if I was ashamed, I didn't know it at the time. They were flotsam on the wave of war. They were no friends of mine. I went up to Kiri's house to tag all their belongings and set them out for auctioneers who'd claim them in the morning. One piece that I thought I'd keep and hold back for myself was that haunting ivory upright that Kiri played so well. Kiri had not left it there for me to take as plunder. She'd rolled it down onto the dock and on into the harbor. The old upright in strangers' hands was a thought she couldn't bear. So she consigned it to the sea to settle the affair. So many years have come and gone since Kiri's relocation. I look back now upon that time with shame and resignation. For Kiri knew what I did not, that if we must be free, then sometimes we must sacrifice to gain our dignity. Yes, Kiri knew what I did not, that if we must be free, then sometimes we must sacrifice to gain our dignity.
Oh, what a song, what a song, what a song. The great James Keelahan there. That's from his retrospective record. I took it from there. I forget what record it was on originally. Go find out. Go get me a copy. You know, I've got a copy in one of these 1,000 boxes here. Kiri's Piano there. It's going to bug me what that record's called. Hillcrest Mine before that, going back to 1989. What a song that is from Small Rebellions. And off the top of that little Kilo preview set, Cold Missouri Waters is rendered there by Cry, Cry, Cry. Now, speaking of famous great Jameses and live concerts, did you hear? Did you hear what McMurtry did? He's so wild, that McMurtry. So he's playing in Nashville. And recently in Nashville, they banned drag shows because, you know, they're a threat to the children. You can't go to a bar and see people in drag because that's a threat to the children. You know, got to protect the children. So you can't perform in drag. So what does James do? Well, for the encore, him and opener Betty Sue come out. And well, they're both in drag. Betty Sue's in a suit and a mustache, and James, well, you gotta if you haven't seen the pictures, you gotta look it up and see it to believe it. It's pretty hard to believe, but he comes out. Well, what else would he wear but a red dress?
Together, burn a candle, don't you know? Smoke and drink and live forever. No one there to tell us no. This time I'm gonna kill that bastard. This time I'm not gonna miss. This time there ain't no doubt about it. Let me be quite clear on this. Out the back and down the alley, gonna get your bucket spiked. Come back when you think you need me. Come back anytime you like. Where'd you get that red dress? Where'd you get that red dress? I'm drunk, but damn, you're ugly. Tell you one thing, yes, I will. Tomorrow morning, I'll be sober. You'll be just as ugly still. Where'd you get that red dress? 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 Now I don't know what you got going on, but I know I never seen you with that red dress on. Tell me, where'd you get that red dress? Watching out the kitchen window, right here in this old brown chair. Stack the empties on the table, toss them down the basement stairs. Where'd you get that red dress? Remember when we'd get together, drink and live forever. No one there to
I saw the Statue of Liberty on Gallatin Road. Bent down low beneath a heavy load of a sign saying prayer is our only hope. Tweaking like a tin can in a bicycle spoke. But it's a mean old world and nothing good can last. In God we trust, all others pay cash. It's a tough hammer to swing, tough hammer to swing. Deep down in the dirt you can hear them sing. Deep down in a mirror with a powerful thirst. Looking for hell or easy money, whichever comes first. But no one tips the undertaker just for hauling ass. In God we trust, all others pay cash. Who's driving this thing? Who's driving this thing? When the motor gives out, man, we're all gonna sing. There's a scarecrow in the alley in a wedding gown. And you better have a permit if you're heading downtown. The mayor's drunker than a monkey passed out on the grass. In God we trust, all of us pay cash. They're looking for Jesus, they're looking for pills, but he's wrapped in polyethylene and hiding in the hills. They're sleeping in the garden, but the grave's awake. They're putting candles on dogs sitting, calling it cake. The first shall be first, the last shall be last. In God we trust, all of us take cash. Yeah, the first shall be first, the last shall be last. In God we trust, all others pay cash.
Unreal. Another guy who's been known to perform in drag in Nashville. It's Ben Delacour. How about Andrina Turin on that song? Oh my God. So good. From Shadowland. Check out his new record, Sweet Anhedonia, as well. But I thought we'd go back to that one. And James there with Red Dress. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more Tell the Band to Go Home pre-recorded after this. Stick around.